The rituals during this time were quite elaborate. As we often like to do, we will guide you deeper into your druid self, your druid roots. Entering deeper into meditation, and then we will continue our discussion on the sacred rituals of Beltane. Breathing, allowing yourself to relax into the dream. Remembering that you are part of all parts of yourselves on this earth. You can connect to any part of yourself, any lifetime. We will enter into this druid lifetime, into the energy of the druids at Beltane, continuing to breathe. Finding yourself on a pathway lined with hawthorn berry. You can see the green around you, the trees, breathing the air and following this path, this dirt path lined with hawthorn. Skipping, beginning to sense your adolescent nature. There's no pain, no worries, no creaks and cracks in your body. As you skip on the path, you enter your youth. Re-entering your druid adolescent. Suddenly, you are plunged deeply under the earth. She grabs you, ripping you underneath the earth, sliding down, down, down. You can smell the deep forest earth. You are met by another keeper, a gnome, a fairy, one that was a keeper of the earth. Looking into their eyes, they will recognize you and open up the portal for you to climb back up through the earth. This gnome or elven keeper, this fairy keeper, offering them something. It can be something simple like milk, an apple, a crystal. These beings like to collect. They like gifts. Giving them a simple gift in acknowledgement of their duty, protecting this realm. Climbing up through the earth, the wet dirt. Using your fingers, your nails, your feet. Sensing the change of your body. You are shape-shifting into your druid self. As you emerge from the earth, you will find yourself in your druid adolescent body, merging with them. You may be male, you may be female, entering your village. Entering into the festivity preparations, you will see some decorating for the weddings, some in the forest gathering their greens, their flowers, but mostly you sense the joy that is present. This holiday, this sacred time, its emphasis was on the joy, was on the adventure. It wasn't as heavy as some of the healing during Samhain or some of the other holidays. It is the light time of the year when those are also seeking one another. You will sense the energy of love and sexuality in the air. Allow yourself to be a part of it. Now you may begin to walk by the seers, the healers, the magicians, the ovates. What are they preparing for? What are these magic people preparing? They seem to be working on something. Preparing for the rituals of the season. Everyone is preparing for their own part in the rituals, their own part in the conception. The farmers, they may be preparing for harvest. Just visiting each one, each section of your village, allowing more remembrance of what this holiday was for you. Now that you are there, we will continue our discussion about the rituals, the importance of them, and also what they were. Because this holiday largely represented the sexuality of the people, the union, the god, the goddess, sexuality was part of the rituals. Do with that what you wish. It was common to see sexual acts during ritual. As time went on, the rituals also began changing. Symbols were used, such as the birch maypole, the ring at the top, a sword and a cup representing the god's staff again, and the goddess's entry point, as we said before. Now, we will not be going into a deep sexual ritual. We only wanted you to understand and to also remember that this was in fact a part of Beltane and how the magical people worked with it. So yes, there were sexual acts, often among the magical ones. If it was appropriate, if a magician and a seer were together, quite possibly married in fact, they might be the ones chosen to work with this energy. The village people also worked their own sexual rituals in home on their own. You had a choice to be a part of the community ritual and then to perform your own, or you were guided by spirit to perform one or the other or both. There was no have to with any of it. Because this holiday was so sacred and in some ways so private for these people, often they chose to do the work in their own homes as it related to their sexuality. We want you to see or to sense your own rituals, remembering that you are an adolescent at this time. Were you looking to couple? Were you excited about the festivities? You are in the eve of Beltane, the day before at this time. What are you preparing for? Are you with the magical people, the farmers, your own family, Even if you do not yet understand what your ritual will be, we want you to simply be in the energy of it, picking up your tools, being around the altar, the ritual space. We want you to just remember at this time. Remember your Beltane adolescent. If you wish to observe as yourself, you may separate from your adolescent, watching him or her prepare for their holiday. Excited about coupling, excited about the festivities. Festival was a part of each sacred holiday. Remembering the joy of that. You may approach your adolescent, your druid adolescent, making them aware that you are present from their future. Letting them know you are present from their future lifetimes, long after this time that they are living in. They may or may not be aware of you. Because they are adolescent, they are still in their growing period. Depending on their development, or what their teachers have taught them, they might be quite excited to hear from you, or a little trepidatious if this is new for them. Either one, letting them know that they may ask a magical one or one of their teachers what it is they are sensing or feeling. This is part of what comes with adolescence. The other parts of yourself, your past, your future, begin to fire in. You start to become more aware of the wholeness of your other selves. You begin to sense your multidimensional reality. A child has this with the fairies. A child has this with spirit. The adolescent begins to have it with their future in a more depth-oriented way. If this is their first occurrence with that depth, let them know not to be afraid. This is what they have been prepared for from their teachers, their parents. It will be something wonderful to share. If they will allow it, sitting with them. Remembering they are an adolescent, they may not wish to sit with you at this time. If that is so, just allowing them to continue with what they are doing and observing. If they do allow you to sit with them, look into their eyes, blend with them deeper. Let them know that you are part of their ritual and they are part of your ritual in your current reality. You are crossing over in order to meet with one another in this sacred realm, teaching one another, loving one another, and adding to the adventure that is so present in the spirit of Beltane. Together, you will manifest your desires You will manifest your projects, your creations. You will either be conceptualizing with your ritual or adding more energy to it. You have that to give to your Druid adolescent, and they have that to give to you. Both sending and receiving this very orange, second chakra, high-spirited, fire spirit energy. You may also hand each other a flame that sits in the palm of your hand. Flame will be used later in ritual. Lighting your own second chakra, placing it either under your root or in your second chakra. Feeling the presence of that flame, the igniting of that flame. Breathing it into your body, the fire.